Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
Seven ten on this Giving Tuesday edition of Palmetto Mornings. We're looking at 47 degrees. I'm Lucas McFadden.
I'm Alex Greenewald.
As always, we welcome in our listeners on AM 1340. Those listening on the free WRHI app, download that app today. Those watching us on Corporium Cable Channel 103, good morning, as well as watching us on Facebook Live. Our friends from Duke Energy join us. We've got Tyson Blanton and Rick Duran. And what better way to celebrate Giving Tuesday than with a company that's all about giving back to the community. And good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. So, Rick, I'll let you start with you. Let's kind of frame up a little bit about Giving Tuesday today, seen through the lens of Duke Energy.
Oh, well, thank you, and good morning, all. I tell you, Giving Tuesday is just fantastic, isn't it? It's an opportunity for all of us as individuals to give back to the communities in which we live. But more than that, it's time for corporations, companies to step up as well. And at Duke Energy, we're excited in South Carolina that we are going across the upstate, the areas that we serve, and we're giving out $325,000 in what are known as CERCE grants for areas that are suffering from food insecurities. Mm. And
incredible.
For us, that's going to be 40-plus organizations that we're going to go out, surprise these organizations with some grants to help keep some food on the shelves so they can help the communities that they serve.
Rick, I have to applaud what you guys are doing through Duke Energy, because now more than ever, we know the cost of food is so expensive and not having access to produce. And so to support these nonprofits, handling the food insecurities is incredible. And I know you guys are talking about, with the smiles on your face, the sense of reward. What have you guys experienced this week just getting able to be able to bless people with this gift?
Yeah, so I'll take that one. I recently was in Fairfield County, which is a little further away, but the director said something really poignant. She said, you have to eat 7 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
She talked about how this was going to support their weekend food program, which is just something that you don't think about. A lot of these places only open Monday through Friday. This sends them something home on the weekend. Another organization said they had only received $100 this month. So this $2,500 just met a need that they hadn't even shared with people. So it's been such a blessing. It's been so rewarding to see these organizations and the impact that they have. I think our stat that we like is 1 in 10 people in South Carolina are struggling with food insecurity, and 150,000 of those are children. So it's desperately needed, and it's just been so rewarding.
You know, and I appreciate y'all giving us the shout out, but the real shout out goes to those organizations that are there 7 days a week helping our communities. And for me, the one I want to talk about real quick is the Clover Area Assistance Center. And if anybody's ever worked with them, Karen Van Viersen, who is their executive director, she's retiring at the end of this year. And for 11 years, she has made sure. Can you imagine the thousands of meals that she has provided for those that need? So it's, you know, so I'm excited for all the Karens out there. And and this is a good Karen, by the way.
Good Karen, you're right.
That is great, Rick.
That's good.
That's so true. Wow. So that's in York County. And then, Tyson, you've got some good news coming from Lancaster and Chester counties?
Yes. So in Lancaster County, we helped Hope in Lancaster. They're obviously just such the backbone of the county, really helping such an incredible group of people. And then in Chester County, we're serving Fort Long Community Center with Libby Sweat. That one's going to be an awesome food distribution day. She's going to stretch it with other matching donations to serve the whole county with a food-wide distribution day on December 16th. And then I'm surprising Grasp this morning as soon as I leave here, which is in Great Falls with Shelley Price.
Oh, my goodness. So do some of these organizations know that they're getting some of this money, or this is truly a knock on the door, who's at the front door, and you're standing there with a big check?
Well, we call these our CERCE grants. And, of course, you know, if you're from the South, you know what a CERCE is. And it is supposed to be an unexpected surprise gift. Now, sometimes, you know, let's admit it, you know, know, you got to call up, make sure they're there, and they know you're up to something because Duke's coming to visit. But there are, like Tyson said, those true surprises out there. Matter of fact, at the Fort Mill Care Center, don't tell them, but I'll be there tomorrow morning, and to give them a little surprise. And Path in York, I was honored to go out there and talk to them, and of course, the York County Council on Aging, Lauren Giles, and the work that her and her staff do out there is just amazing. They actually deliver in Chester County as well as in York County. They deliver meals, and we were able to surprise her as well.
We often say these nonprofits that you mentioned, they do the most good in our community, but yet they're sometimes the least funded. So these funds will help hopefully get them through the end of the year, and they can still constantly fundraise. So when they start the new year, the new calendar year, Q1 in 2023, they're already starting and, you know, hitting the ground running instead of just trying to piece together whatever they can from time to time. And sometimes it does come down to that. To your point, Tyson, the story you mentioned earlier, we eat 7 days a week. We don't get a day off from eating. So these food banks need to constantly be stocked because they don't know. One day they might have two people come in. Some days they might have 75 people come in.
Especially school children. When it comes to Christmas break and these holiday breaks, a lot of times there's quite a few of them out there that the only hot meal they're going to get is the day they go to school. And not being in school can actually be a detriment to them and to their health. And so it's and I got to give a shout out to Amanda Dow out there. You guys don't know Amanda, but Amanda is actually our foundation manager for the state of South Carolina. And one of the things that she does is she helps find these opportunities for us. We get to be the face, we get to hold up the big check and do the social media,
the fun side of it.
But it was Amanda who actually went out and talked to a lot of these organizations and said, you know, when is your greatest need? When are you struggling? And that's when we found out that when you get to this time of year, the shelves are emptying quicker, the donations are coming in a little bit slower, and that's when we figured out Duke Energy can have impact. So it's a little bit of research and, of course, a lot of funding.
Well, of course, they don't just stop on Giving Tuesday. We know throughout the year, Duke Energy is always rolling up their sleeves, donating, you know, part of the foundation's money or their time. I mean, some of your employees, what helps spruce up the Children's Attention Home and so many Pilgrims Inn. I've seen that happen before. And, of course, they're a big help, the Catawba plant folks, with putting together bicycles and helping with Bicycles for Toys for Happiness. So on that, we just say thank you to all of you.
I can't say enough about our Duke teammates. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're out there giving their time, they're giving their energy. And, you know, this is for love of community. Mm-hmm. And that's what Giving Tuesday's all about. And I think we just urge everybody to get out there, find that favorite nonprofit of yours. And, you know, we're all blessed here, right? We're not going hungry today. Amen. And we're going to be fine.
Yeah.
But find that favorite nonprofit of yours. And let's all give back a little bit today.
Well said. We've got Rick Duran, Tyson Blanton from Duke Energy. Thank you so much as we celebrate this Giving Tuesday.